And good morning. I'm Chris Parks, taking a look here at the latest in sports. Starting off with high school sports, we had a couple of games here in high school basketball for you on the radio last night. And in the girls' half of our doubleheader, the Atlantic girls' basketball team started off strong, but couldn't handle the amped-up defensive pressure from Lewis Central in the second half of a 57-40 loss at the Atlantic High School last night. Atlantic used their own strong defense to jump out to an early 8-2 lead. They carried a 5-point lead into the second quarter. Lewis Central fought back, though, grabbed a 3-point edge by halftime, and then outscored the Trojans 19-7 in the third quarter to take control of the game. The Titans came out with an intensified full-court press in the second half and used various defensive looks to fluster the Trojans. Atlantic finished with 28 turnovers on the night. Megan Whitty was a big factor in the game as well for Lewis Central. She scored 14 of her game-high 28 points in that decisive third quarter. Isabella Smith had 9 points. Delaney Esterling dropped in 8 for the Titans. They improved to 4-2 on the season heading into the holiday break. Atlantic was led by 14 points from Haley Rasmussen, 11 from Mackenzie Waters, as the Trojans fall to 4-5 to end the first portion of the season. Other scores last night in girls basketball, Hawkeye 10 play. It was Denison Schleswig 54-23 over Clarinda. Also, should note as well from that Lewis Central Atlantic game, Megan Whitty of Lewis Central reaching the 1,000 career point mark as well in that win last night for the Titans. Other Hawkeye 10 action, Glenwood 71-53 over Creston, Red Oak 53-50 over Harlan, and it was St. Albert a 61-36 win over Shenandoah. Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning beat Trainer 37-32, West Monona a 78-53 win over Underwood. In Rolling Valley action, it was Arweva 62-47 over Glidden Ralston, Boyer Valley 25-21 over Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK beat West Harrison 82-22, Woodbine a 60-34 winner over Peyton Sherdan. Corner conference play, it was East Mills 52-30 over Griswold. Sydney a 67-41 win over Essex. Stanton top Fremont Mills 45-33. Other scores, Bishop Heelan a 50-29 winner over Thomas Jefferson. Carroll beat Winterset 64-48. Abraham Lincoln a 56-35 winner over Sioux City West. Lamoni 50-28 over Diagonal. Murray beat Mouton Odell 48-41. It was Panorama, 52-48 win over ACGC. Van Meter topped Earlham, 48-32. And West Central Valley was a 49-40 winner over Madrid. In high school boys basketball, the game we had for you on the radio, the Lewis Central boys team made a few plays down the stretch to grab a 51-47 win over Atlantic. Niall Peterson's terrific night for the Trojans kept them right in it till the end. Peterson hit 2 threes near the end of the first quarter to make it a 1-point game, and then hit a couple of big shots as well late in the second quarter to get the Trojans within 2 at half, 22-20. He followed that up with 2 more threes in the third quarter, and the game was tied at 34 heading into the final period. Peterson finished with 24 points on the night. Skylar Handlos was finally able to drop his first 2 shots of the evening to start the fourth quarter, but that lead wouldn't hold up. Lewis Central chipped away until a Logan Jones layup gave them a 49-47 lead in the final 2 minutes. Atlantic got a look at a 3 for Bradley Dennis, but it was off the mark, and then Easton Dermody was fouled during the rebound attempt. He stepped up to the line and knocked down 2 free throws to seal the Titan victory. Skylar Handlos finished with 7 points. Grant Sturm had 6 for Atlantic. They fall to 2-4 and will host Winterset this afternoon for 1 more game before the holiday break. Lewis Central was led by 17 points from Logan Jones and 12 from Cole Drummond. The Titans are now 4-1 and off for the break. Other scores in boys basketball and Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Schleswig 73-41 over Clarinda, Glenwood a 59-52 winner over Creston, Harlan topped Red Oak 69-17, St. Albert a 61-54 winner over Shenandoah. Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer 71-52 over IKM Manning, Tri-Center a 77-26 win over Clarinda Academy, Underwood beat West Monona 62-36. In Rolling Valley play, it was Arweva 49-48 over Glidden Ralston, Boyer Valley beat Coon Rapids Bayard 47-24, Exira EHK a 55-39 win over West Harrison. Corner Conference action, it was East Mills 54-20 over Griswold, Sydney topped Essex 81-19, Stanton 72-39 over Fremont Mills. Other scores, Carroll 72-65 over Winterset, Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City West 59-41, Lamoni was a 48-25 winner over Diagonal, as Stephen Ansong scored his 1,000th career point there for Lamoni. Madrid 93-26 over West Central Valley, Murray topped Mouton Odell 67-48, it was Panorama 81-66 over ACGC. Woodward Academy beat I-35 64-41, and Woodward Granger a 58-20 win over Ogden. That's a look at the latest boys basketball scores there as well for you from last night. Moving on to high school wrestling, Audubon is hosting the Western Iowa Conference, a dual team tournament and traditional wrestling tournament this weekend. Logan Magnolia came away as the dual team champion last night with a 56-24 win over AHSTW in the finals. And so they take that first place title. AHSTW is a runner-up. In the third place match, it was Underwood defeating Missouri Valley 48-27. The fifth place match saw Riverside beat Trainer 50-21. And in the seventh place match, Tri-Center defeating Audubon 54-12. That traditional WIC tournament gets underway this morning at 10 o'clock. Also, the Pride of Iowa Wrestling Tournament was contested on Friday in Martinsdale, and Bedford Lennox came away with a team title. They score 166.5 points to win it. Martinsdale St. Mary's was just a few points behind at 163. Mount Air was third, followed by Central Decatur, Southwest Valley, Nottoway Valley, Wayne, the Southeast Warren, Melcher, Dallas, and then East Union. The full individual results can be seen by following a link on that same story there on our sports page at KJN.com. Moving on from high school athletics to the college front, the college football bowl schedule has begun with the Bahamas Bowl in Nassau. Buffalo has picked up its first bowl victory as Jarrett Patterson ran for 173 yards and two touchdowns on 32 carries in the Bulls' 31-9 rout of Charlotte. Patterson finished the year with a slew of school single-season records, including 330 carries, 1,799 yards, and 19 rushing touchdowns. Kyle Vantries passed for a touchdown and ran for another to help Buffalo win a bowl game for the first time in four appearances. Later on, Dustin Crum passed for 289 yards and two touchdowns and ran for a career-high 147 yards and the clinching score to help Kent State beat Utah State 51-41 in the Frisco Bowl. Matthew Trickett kicked five field goals, and the Golden Flashes closed out their season with four straight wins to finish 7-6, their first winning season since 2012, and that was their first ever bowl victory. Moving on to another note from college football, the next edition of the Iowa-Minnesota college football rivalry will be staged on a Friday night. The Big Ten has moved the Hawkeyes-Gophers game in 2020 from September 20th to September 19th. This will be the earliest ever meeting between the two schools that play annually for the Floyd of Rosedale Bronze Pig Trophy. In 113 all-time matchups, the Hawkeyes and Gophers have only met in September twice. That was in 2012 and 2013. Iowa leads the series 63-48-2. The Big Ten began scheduling Friday night games in 2017. Minnesota hosted one in 2018, a victory over Indiana. And in college basketball, Penn State was the lone top 25 men's basketball team in action on Friday, and the Nittany Lions had no trouble improving to 10-2. Marion Jones scored 11 of his 21 points in the first half as number 23 Penn State ripped Central Connecticut 87-58. Isaiah Brockington scored 11 points, and Lamar Stevens added 10 to help the Nittany Lions win as a ranked team for the first time in 23 seasons. It was Penn State's third straight win and 12th in a row at home, dating to last season. And a couple of Major League Baseball notes, relievers Tyler Clippard and Sergio Romo have finalized contracts with the Twins. Clippard accepted a one-year package worth at least $5 million. And also, Romo stays with Minnesota after taking a one-year $4.75 million offer that includes a $5 million team option for 2021 and a $250,000 buyout. And the Cubs have added bullpen help by working out a one-year deal with Ryan Tepera. The 32-year-old right-hander is 12-11 with a 3.64 ERA and 10 saves over five seasons with the Blue Jays. And coming up here tonight, we'll have some more college basketball on the way here for you as the Iowa men are in action taking on Cincinnati in the Chicago Legends contest. That'll be played at the United Center in Chicago tonight. A pregame set to go at 6 o'clock, tip-off at 7 for that one between the Hawkeyes and the Bearcats. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.